Dr. Spindler, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Spindler, quolls, they used to cover 70% of Australia, and now they're considered endangered. What exactly happened to the quolls?
Yeah, we've waged a bit of a war, really, accidentally, I think, on the quolls. Land clearing has been far and away the greatest threat to quolls. We've really just chipped away at the extent and the health of their habitat. But of course, now up in the northwest of Australia, in the Kimberley, which is, we work very closely with the Wunnumbugumbra people up in the Kimberley, and that is one of the last holdouts for the northern quoll. It's just absolutely the most pristine, gorgeous area in the world. And of course, now we have cane toads. The cane toads have just arrived, and they're a major threat to the quolls up there.
Right. Well, you, as you're saying, cane toads, they're a pretty big contributor to quolls' shrinking habitat. But they've also recently been seen in Sydney the past few years. Are we losing the fight to save quolls and more our marsupials as a whole to cane toads?
Look, it's a really hard won fight. And what we know is we're not winning. The threatened species list grows every single year. Only three species have ever been taken off the list in Australia. So it's not a fight that's easily won. Bush Heritage is doing everything it possibly can, but it's definitely something that we need to bring a bit of innovation to. We need to think differently on every walk of life about how we live, about what we choose to buy, about how we farm, how we treat our habitat, and, of course, how we conserve.
Well, what are we doing to help save quolls and, well, Australian nature?
So yeah, Bush Heritage does a lot to protect habitats, particularly habitat types that are underrepresented in the National Reserve System, so habitats that are not really protected anywhere else. The other thing that we're doing is bringing a bit of innovation. So with university collaborators, we're trying the cane toad sausage, and you might have heard a little bit about this, but we're dropping sausages that are filled with cane toads, and with just a little bit of the poison or a deterrent of some other kind, like a cayenne pepper, that teaches quolls and even goannas, animals that would ordinarily predate on the cane toads and then die of the poison, it teaches them that this will make them very, very sick. So it's enough poison to just make them sick, but it doesn't kill them. And that trains them that this is something to stay away from. When you smell something that smells like a cane toad, just walk the other way. Don't even try it.
Right. Well, for me personally, I don't think I need poison in my sausage to teach me not to eat a cane toad. What's the government doing? Has the government said anything about what they're going to be doing to help save the quolls?
There's a number of different programs that we work with the government on to try and preserve habitat and make sure that we're keeping as many of the threatened species. We work very closely with the Threatened Species Commissioner, who works at a national level to preserve all threatened species. But again, it's a hard won fight, and there's very little money around, very little support for environmental initiatives these days.
And, well, how much time are we looking at to actually save the quolls?
Oh, gosh, that's a hard, such a hard question to answer. It fundamentally depends absolutely on what we do. I think we'll have the last holdouts for quolls for quite some time, but what we're losing are those connectivity, the bits where they have little stepping stones to move from one part of their habitat to another part, and that means that we get a loss in genetic diversity, we get inbreeding, and that's when you really start to see populations decline, and there's a lot of animals like that already on the threatened species list. We just don't want to see quolls get there.
And are we seeing a lot of inbreeding and low genetic diversity with quolls?
We're not yet. I mean, we don't have a lot of data on that, it has to be said, but we've got enough healthy populations in Australia that we don't think that's a major issue just at the moment. But you know what? Now is the time to act. Bush Heritage, we don't want to wait until things are critically endangered, until we do something about the real threats that are causing that population decline. This is the time to act when you've got a good, healthy population and you've still got enough habitat to make sure that there's somewhere for these animals to live. We don't want to get down to the position where we are with so many other species, where we're waiting until they're critically endangered to try and dredge them back from the edge of extinction. It's just not right, and it's not efficient.
Well, what is me as an individual? What could I do to help, you know, save our populations?
So there's a number of different things. Obviously, I have to say, Bush Heritage would love your support. But I think everything that you can do to have our politicians understand that the environment is important to people, that quolls are important. Quolls are a representative species of so many different Australian species that are in trouble. Giving them a voice in the public arena and through our politicians is absolutely essential.
It's just so sad. Like, we're hearing these new, it feels like every single week we're hearing these news about another species close to extinction, and it just seems like it's getting worse. So hopefully we can all start to do some more work and get our act together.
Yeah, I think that's right. But I think there is also, it's great that the news is getting out there. I think one of the things about having so many news stories about the dire situation of our environment, and let's be frank about this, we are in a really bad spot. There are also fantastic organisations that are doing really great things, that are really solving issues with and without government, working really closely with each other, collaborating across NGOs with local community groups. Indigenous protected areas, Aboriginal people are taking care of nearly a third of our country, and that is where we're winning. That's the Indigenous protected areas where we're seeing so many species that are thriving and maintaining those safe holds, and we're really proud to be a partner of choice of many of those Indigenous protected areas.
Well, Dr. Spindler, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Nathaniel. It was an absolute pleasure.